This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't vote.
We are live.
I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are going to get to the global warming hoax exposed. It has literally gone from bad to worse every step of the way. I just posted this yesterday on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen to Al Gore and his global warming message to an audience in Washington, D.C. Now listen carefully. The survival of the United States of America as we know it is at risk. And even more, if more should be required, the future of human civilization is at stake. Oh, my goodness. Come on, save us, Gore. Save us, all you environmentalists, you communists. Save us. Save us, if you would, please. Because we're in a lot of trouble right now, and we don't know what to do. The global warming. Loons are out to get you, America. I just got to tell you, friends, we're going to lay the axe to the root of the tree concerning global warming, folks. They have undone themselves. I'll tell you what, as they say, give them enough rope. And they hang themselves. Well, that's exactly what they have done. I'm going to get to that in just a couple of moments. Before I do that, friends, I have an audio piece for you, and it is very telling. It is a man dressed as a woman walking into a store, and because the guy at the cash register didn't pretend to play along with him, this transgender was he was just completely outside of himself every step of the way. And I'm going to play that audio for you in just a moment, but I want you to listen to this. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, I want you to know that, you know, I became known across the country when Rachel Maddow in MSNBC attacked me. This is back in 2010. Matter of fact, we were out on the road, didn't know anything about anything, you know, with a girl named Rachel Maddow, I think. And MSNBC, I knew very little about them outside the fact that they were a part of the mainstream media that you couldn't trust. Well, with that said, I came home and all of a sudden I seen this piece, this hit piece, by a girl named Rachel Maddow. And MSNBC. What they did is they took a piece from one of my radio shows, which aired on May 15th of 2010, in which I made a reference to how even Muslims oppose homosexuality under Sharia law. This was back in 2010. This was right when the Muslims began to poke their heads out, friends. Again, not showing that the Muslims were the standard, but rather to show the hypocrisy of the professed church in America for not doing their job. Right? At no time did I suggest that I condone the methods that radical Muslims used to enforce Sharia law, but made this analogy to prod Christians to become more concerned about what was going on in our schools with the nation's youth concerning the radical homosexual agenda targeting our kids, which, by the way, everybody now knows. It's only taken you 9 years to figure it out, America. Again, I said that Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals. Which is also interesting here, folks. The radical Muslims who stand by this practice have yet to be called into question for what they do advocate, but by executing radical homosexuals. Huh, that's crazy. But the homosexuals don't attack the Muslims that are calling for their blood. That's craziness. What Rachel Maddow and MSNBC did, and by the way, after they did this piece on me, we laughed it off. And it's interesting to note that we called up MSNBC and said, listen, Bradley, we'll fly into New York on our dime. If we can do a live broadcast, then you can go ahead and confront him with what he said in front of the world. And, of course, they wanted nothing to do with that. They want to set the talking points. They want to set the narrative. They want to attack. They don't want you to respond. But what Rachel Maddow and MSNBC did was take a radio clip, take two ends of that clip, omit a one-minute piece from the center of that clip, and then bring the two pieces together. And this is what they omitted from the center of the radio clip. And I continually reach out to the homosexual communities on this radio show, and I warn them which ones love. This was under Barack Hussein Obama. Here you have Obama condemning it behind the backs of the homosexuals, but to their faces, he's promoting it. I say this, said Bradley Dean, I said this to my gay friends out there, the ones that continually nitpick everything I say. Hollywood is promoting immorality, and the God of heaven in Jesus' name is warning you to flee from the wrath to come, yet you have the Muslims calling for your execution. That's what Rachel Maddow and MSNBC omitted from my radio program. Okay? That's a pretty big body of text for Rachel Maddow and MSNBC to jump over, isn't it? At the end of her report, Rachel then pulls up a disclaimer from our website which denounces their folly by repeating our disclaimer as being disingenuous and insincere. Okay? Now, to take it a step further, because we didn't respond, on May 11, 2011, Rachel and MSNBC resurrect the same exact piece and then slander my ministry. On air, Rachel Maddow accused me, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, and others of being bloodthirsty. Yes, they said this. And calling for the upping of the bloodshed of America's culture war since Christians weren't doing enough to kill the gays. This, of course, was aimed at Congresswoman Bachmann and her presidential campaign, as well as myself, by trying to tie us together. And New York Times did a full piece, a page and a half on us, basically debunking MSNBC. Oh, how could you stand with MSNBC or Rachel Maddow, right? Folks, this should come as no surprise when this comes from the mainstream media as to why they would want to denigrate my mission. And going into high schools. Folks, they went after me because I was doing hundreds of high schools every year. And they had to put a stop to it because they were now playing the victims as they were acting out as the bullies because they were advocating propaganda in hopes that the American people would, well, drink the Kool-Aid. And guess what? They did. Now, I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you exactly what the fallout was after Rachel Maddow and MSNBC omitted a minute from one of my radio programs trying to make it out that I was calling for the execution of the gays. And then I'm going to play some audio for you from this transgender that didn't like it that other people weren't pretending and playing along with his crimes.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We are live today. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to play some audio for you in just a couple minutes here, friends, of a man dressed as a woman walking into a store, and because the clerk called him for what he was, a man, yes sir, no sir, this transgender got very angry because he didn't go along to get along and pretend to play along with this man's crimes against God. They're called crimes against nature, by the way, friends, and they are against the law in this country. In the meantime, I was teeing it up, talking about how on August 9th, 2010, Rachel Maddow on MSNBC took a piece from one of my radio shows, which aired on May 15th, 2010. And what they did is they omitted 1 minute from the center of my message, and they tried to make it out like I was calling for the execution of homosexuals. Folks, I'm a preacher. I'm a preacher of redemption. I seek out redemption, not murder. I seek out redemption. And, of course, the mainstream media wants to polarize preachers for calling them out and for what they're advocating concerning the crimes against we, the people in this country, and against God. Okay? Well, with that said, after they took the minute out of my radio program, that wasn't good enough. On May 11th of 2011, Rachel and MSNBC resurrect the same piece and then slanders my ministry and says that Bradley and Congressman Michelle Bachmann and others, okay, are bloodthirsty and were calling for the upping of the bloodshed of America's culture war since Christians weren't doing enough to kill the gays. Folks, that is so far out there. This should have been easily an actionable cause. And of course, we flew out to New York and we hired attorneys and we went after MSNBC. And, you know, MSNBC claimed their innocence, but yet we have the video, we have the audio of what they said. It's clear defamation, clear slander, putting words into our mouth that we never said. But again, they have to create hate crimes, friends, so they can put themselves in the victim position while they continuously what? Perpetuate the crimes. Okay, so they put me at the end of their scope. Okay? In the crosshairs, this is exactly what they did. And once we took it to MSNBC and we went into district court, of course you have the judges that are paid off to go ahead and pervert justice, because this one, folks, was an easy case to take. It really was, because they did everything. And what they do in the courts is they try to do the mainstream media and the networks a favor by blocking the way into court, because they know that 9 times out of 10, if you get the mainstream media into court, friends, you're going to win, because people don't like the mainstream media because they're a bunch of liars. Well, again, with that said, friends, after we took it to them, they hired 5 attorneys. They hired 5 attorneys, friends, to try to debunk this, to stonewall us going into court. Now, taking it back to my point, because that's another issue. I said right during the last segment concerning the topic that this should come as no surprise as to why they would want to denigrate my mission. MSNBC, which is owned by NBC Universal, NBC, by the way, was rebuked by the American people for publicly removing the name God from the Pledge of Allegiance, which sponsored at the U.S. Open Golf Tournament. Okay? And this is what they always do. They always have to see, Jesus Christ is the stumbling block. He's the rock of offense. He's the head of the corner, friends. This is why the Christ was crucified. This is why Christians are, even those that desire to live godly, will be persecuted. Just tell the truth, friends. In a time of deception, it becomes a revolutionary act to tell the truth, said Orwell. We're here. We're in it. It's not coming, friends. We're smack dab in the center of it. Okay? But countries that advocate sodomy, which is a felony in every state in America, but other countries that advocate sodomy, friends, the first thing they have to do is jump over God in their country's preamble, for those that didn't know. Just ask Canada. Just ask Germany. Just ask France. Just ask the UK, friends. Because that's the first thing they have to do. And if the people want to give up their sovereignty, namely the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they can do that to their own demise. Now look at these countries that gave it a pass. Didn't work out for them very well. And by the way, it didn't work out very well for the Sodomites neither, did it? Nope. Not at all. Now those countries are being overtaken by Muslims from the Middle East. Literally. The president of MSNBC, Phil Griffin, also admitted earlier during this time that they were attacking me that the network caters to progressives, communists, meaning a generally secular, frequently atheist, pro-gay rights. God didn't give them rights, friends. They're not rights. They're crimes. Socialists and big government market among its viewers. This is what Phil Griffin said. Now, after Maddow puts a bullseye on my back after the first time, then she comes after me again on May 11th. Okay, so she didn't do it once, but she did it twice. Why? Because they only attack people that are effective, friends. Okay? But after Rachel Maddow puts a bullseye on my back, okay, and MSNBC put a bullseye on my back, emails were sent to me that goes as follows. This is just the tip of the iceberg, okay? One guy emailed me after this and said, I hope you die in the worst of ways. This is all coming from the sodomite communities, the gay communities, okay? Go to hell, loser, said one. Go blank yourself, said another one. One guy emailed me and said, I hope you get raped someday, okay? And this is the very few people that believed MSNBC and Rachel Maddow, but it was enough to go ahead and incite those people to violence towards the people that they have created to be enemies of the state. Another email said, ever come close to me and I will bash your blanking Christian blanking heads off, is what he said. Here's another one that came. By the way, these were reported to the FBI, and it's interesting how they were the victims, right? But here's another one. Why, Bradley? Why? Now I'm going to have to kill you. I thought we were going to cut each other's hair and then have sex, said this sodomite. But you stood me up. I'm so upset that I think I may just have to blow up your ministry instead. Goodbye forever. Wow. Wait a second. I thought they were the victims. No, I was preaching to the homosexual communities in America because the preachers of the day are omitting the word. Okay, and they're not the preachers, they're the whores, the hirelings. Okay, they're doing it for money. They're omitting the word of God to make it convenient to garner more people into their what they would call churches, which are not churches at all. Now, after they threatened to blow up my ministry and said goodbye forever, what they did is the sodomites in Minnesota here put a picture of my house up online. Then they put my physical address up online. Well, wait a second. Again, I thought they were the ones that were the victims. No, friends, if you've been paying attention, if you don't pretend to go along with them, as they stand back and say, I was born this way, and blame God for what he created. You know, folks, that's like a liar saying, I just can't tell you the truth anymore. I was born this way. Or a thief that says, you know, I was just born this way. I can't keep my hands off of your goods. To married couples, you know, I can't hold to my chastity. I just have to have your wife, or I just have to have your husband. I can't help myself. I was born this way. Or the guy that kills only on Fridays, he thinks he's doing his absolute best. Friends, you want to talk about a nest of self-righteousness? That's what these people will come up with. Well, after all, friends, no matter what crime they commit, they can say, well, I was just born that way. What about all the people that are in prison today? Can't they just turn around and say, I was born this way to the judge, and the judge is supposed to give them a pass? Of course not. Law condemns the crime and justifies the righteous. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And if you go back to Deuteronomy 19, 19, friends, you'll also see that when they play the victim like this and accuse you of something that you are not guilty of, you are to lay to them, according to law, what they meant to do to you. And see, that's where the American people are missing it today. What I'm going to do here, when I come back, is I'm going to play this audio again, of this man that walks into a store dressed up as a woman. The clerk called him sir, being cordial and kind. He gets very angry, pathetic looking human being, by the way. He gets very angry and says, it's ma'am, it's ma'am. And then he starts to use some expletives, which we had beeped out, by the way, for you. And with that, he becomes threatening to the clerk because he didn't call him ma'am. As he starts to tear down the store's goods, he walks out and then he walks back in and said that the LGBT communities are going to hear about this and it's going to hurt your business. And I want to tell you something, friends. This is being advocated through corrupt government today. It's being encouraged by corrupt government today. In America, you need to stay awake to who's actually committing the crimes here. Play it right when I get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Washington Post's fact checker finds President Trump has made more than 7,500 false or misleading statements over the past 700 days. CNN this morning used gumballs to show how many that actually is. But Trump supporter, New York City Councilman Joseph Borelli, tells CNN's Victor Blackwell it's just more the media being holier than thou.
I mean, this is a guy who was speaking in hyperbole throughout the campaign. He was speaking in braggadocious manner. I don't seem to recall, and I love your gumball idea. I think it's very creative, but I don't seem to recall a similar gumball game when President Obama was president.
Corporate law professor Richard Painter didn't mince words.
Now, the bottom line here is he's been lying for decades, but it's about to be over because Robert Mueller is closing in. We have the National Security Advisor, the campaign manager, the lawyer, all headed off to prison.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And again, why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. Again, we follow the Christ here, friends, who is the Savior of mankind, Matthew 1:21. His message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not do as you do and use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, and heaven can't wait for you to get there. No, wide is the way, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way that leadeth into the kingdom. Okay? Matthew 7, read the whole chapter. It's a great chapter. Without further ado, friends, and without being laborious, that is the word, for the most part, it's taken people in this country 9 to 10 years to figure out what the whole gay community was all about. And I'm talking about their radicals, friends. I'm not accusing everybody. But I do want to say, friends, that these people are busy trying to create fake hate crimes, putting themselves in the position of the victims. Kevin Jennings, Glisson's founder, said, bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, accuse others of what you're guilty of, said Joseph Goebbels, who did the same thing. Okay? I want you to listen to this. This is a man that walked into a store dressed as a woman, who was angry at the clerk because the clerk called him sir. He wouldn't pretend with this deranged individual. And he was angry because the clerk didn't call him ma'am. Okay, now listen carefully. Go ahead, Pickle.
We're not doing credit. You're
getting my
money
back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
I'm sorry.
It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business. Okay?
Yes.
Ma'am. Once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said sir. Once again, it's ma'am.
I actually said both of you guys.
Right beforehand, you f***ing said sir.
Sir?
Motherfucker, take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you. Sir.
These are the victims, friends. It's kicking stuff over on the way outside of the store.
I need your corporate number.
Listen.
Because I'm going to call them and talk about how I was misgendered several times in the store.
I apologize.
I need your corporate number now. Get it for me now.
I'm going to ask you to calm down and stop cussing.
I'm sorry. Give me your corporate number. Well, I'm going to ask you for the fifth time to stop calling me a man. Because quite clearly, I am not.
And I apologize. I'm sorry for that, ma'am. I will get you that number. Is that okay?
Yes, get it for me now.
I'm asking you to stop.
Get it for me now. I'm not cussing.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's outside of himself, friend.
I'll get you that number right now.
No, you're just going to keep bumping your gums. You're just going to keep bumping your gums and disrespecting trans people in store, which I plan on telling the entire LGBTQ community. You're going to lose money over this.
You're going to lose money over this. I'm telling the LGBT community. You're going to lose money for this. I want corporate's number. This is how they operate, friends. They browbeat. Are you tired of being browbeaten, friends? In 2008, worshipers at Mount Hope Church in Lansing, Michigan, were stunned when members of a pro-homosexual, pro-anarchy organization named Bash Back interrupted their service in a church to fling propaganda and condoms around the sanctuary in the church, drape a profane banner from the balcony, and feature two lesbians making out at the pulpit. This was during a service, friends. The open-minded, intolerant liberals ran down the aisles and across the pews, hoping against hope to catch a right-winger on tape daring to push back. Because as they're committing the crime, friends, and then you begin to enforce the law, they want to get you acting out somehow so they can rewrite the narrative, friends. And they have been doing this since the very inception. Okay? In 1992, two Jeffersonville, Indiana lesbians aged 17 and 16 abducted a 12-year-old girl whom they accused of trying to steal a girlfriend. The little girl was pushed into the trunk of a car, stabbed repeatedly, and beaten with a heavy metal bar. While still struggling, they poured gasoline on her body and set her ablaze. Did you hear that? Later that year, a Fort Lauderdale, Florida 14-year-old was convicted of first-degree murder for helping to kill his 40-year-old father. The father was stabbed 45 times and beaten so badly with an iron skillet that the skillet shattered. The boy confessed that he helped his father's former homosexual lover and roommate kill him so he and the 31-year-old could live together. Whoa! Whoa! Let's take it to the colleges, shall we? A rash of gay-bashing incidents at Tamalpais High School was the work of a student gay leader who claimed she was the victim of hate crimes. It was disclosed yesterday. The 17-year-old, a top athlete who leads the school's Gay-Straight Alliance, told authorities that she was the perpetrator of the incidents, which included scrawling "die fag" on her car and at school. She created the crime. She was guilty of the crime, accusing innocent people. Again, read Deuteronomy 19:19. The individual's own statements substantiated the evidence previously gathered as to the source of the vandalism and annoying phone calls, Mill Valley Police Captain James Wickham said in his press release. Other incidents involved teachers who got threatening phone messages and a typed message using anti-gay language that was sent to administrators. Evidence developed during the course of the investigation, as it always does, indicated that the student victim was actually the person responsible for the crimes, Wickham said. It has been determined that all incidents have been committed by a single individual. Who? The accuser. See, this is what it means in Scripture when it talks about Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And this is what the minions of Satan himself do. And of course, the student was not identified by police. Okay. What is more is the local professional victims group is upset that the information about the hoax was made public. In other words, the LGBT community did not want the hoax to be made public. They didn't want you to know they were the ones responsible for committing the crimes. One executive director of San El Salimos Spectrum, a lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocacy group, was surprised that police released a statement on the matter. Well, it was interesting how the media was right there to go report a crime that was not to the feet of the innocent, but to the guilty. Isn't that interesting how they withheld that information? The media is real quick to go ahead and... it's not allegations, friends, when it's not their own. When they want to accuse someone, demonize someone, polarize someone, they just give the slant in their reports, in their propaganda reports, that the person's guilty without even having the facts. I don't know, is it just me, but I thought we were innocent until proven guilty. And then when the guilty are found, when it's found out to be one of their own, they don't release that information. Because it didn't fall to their narrative, America. This executive director said it is unfortunate that this information is being released to the public in this manner. She said, the next few weeks will no doubt be difficult for everyone involved, and I hope that the community reacts with compassion. Wait a second. When this individual was going out there blaming everybody for the crimes that she was guilty of, was she moved by compassion or was she moved by hate, friends? Put this into perspective as to what's going on in your country today. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said that the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Guess what, friends? Investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards, as if done while looking into a mirror. Later, Elliot admitted to the police that the injuries were self-inflicted. This sodomite, friends, was standing in front of a mirror writing fag on his forehead. Okay? Only to blame the innocent for the crimes that he has committed. You know, friends, before allowing your government to pull down the laws, you might want to ask them why they put them up in the first place. This is why. You know, and to take it a step further, look what's going on with this little 11-year-old that ABC promotes up as being, folks, just incredible. Incredible little 11-year-old boy who's dressing up as a woman, going into homosexual sodomite gay clubs in New York City and getting money thrown at him in that bar in the United States of America. I thought it wasn't about the kids, friends. How come you didn't hear from the LGBT community's friends about this little 11-year-old boy being baited in to dance before a bunch of pedophiles? Oh, and by the way, friends, we're busy seeing what we can do about that. This is a felony, okay? Oh, my goodness. By the way, this Elliot, who wrote fag on his forehead, and he admitted to the police that the injuries were self-inflicted, I got to say Elliot stepped in it, didn't he? Yeah, he did. After reading the report, friends, I had to look up the word stupid. I'm not kidding. And in the Webster's 1828, it's defined as very dull, insensible, senseless. Stupid, I say, not only because he carved fag on his forehead backwards, but because he acted as if his contrived crimes would go unpunished before the God who sees all things naked and open. Hebrews 4:13, friends. This is what you're dealing with, America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and SonsOfLiberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You ready for that, Pickle? Okay, I want you to listen to this again, friends. This is a man that dressed up as a woman going inside of a store. The clerk didn't play along nor pretend because this man wanted to be called out as a woman, identified as a woman. And you got to watch the video, folks. I mean, you want to talk about pathetic, distorted, the definition of reprobate, Romans 1:24. Here you have it. Listen carefully. This is craziness.
You're going to give me my money back.
Excuse me, sir. There's a young man in here.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I can call the police if you'd like me to. You need to settle down.
You need to settle down and mind your business. Okay?
Yes.
Ma'am. Once again, ma'am.
I said both of you.
No, you said, sir. What? Again, it's ma'am.
I just said both of you guys. It was a gentleman.
Right beforehand, you f***ing said, sir.
Sir?
Motherfucker, take it outside. If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a f***ing sir.
I apologize.
Motherfucker.
I apologize now.
See what he's saying? You don't call him a woman, he'll take you outside and then he'll be a man.
Number, because I'm going to call them and talk about how I was misgendered several times in the store.
I apologize.
I need your corporate number now. Get it for me now.
Threatening. He's outside of himself.
Give me your corporate number.
Well, he's the victim, friend. That's how the media sells these guys.
Because quite clearly I am not.
And I apologize. I'm sorry for that, ma'am. I will get you that number. Is that okay?
Yes, get it for me now.
I'm asking you to stop.
Get it
cussing.
For me now. I'm not cussing.
It's being filmed throughout the duration of his assault.
Move!
These are the victims, friends, that the MSN is selling you. They want you to believe they're the victims. This is beautiful.
Which I plan on telling the entire LGBTQ community. You're going to lose money over this.
He's going to tell the LGBT community and you're going to lose money over this. I'm calling corporate. This is exactly how they operate. This is exact. And then what they'll do is the media will come in and they will paint the picture. They'll set the narrative that this man, they'll call him a woman because they want you to accept that. They want you to drink the Kool-Aid that he was the victim somehow. And see, the problem they're going to have with this is the film, the video. And this, by the way, is the reason that we film every single event we do. Because these people cannot be trusted. I want to say this, America, and I'm going to highlight some more here in just a couple moments here. Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God because men refused to keep his commandments in dealing with the wicked. Okay? There's a reason God calls this behavior, I'm sorry, these choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, an abomination. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1. You can go over to the book of Jude, friends. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Why? Again, before allowing government to take down the laws, friends, which, by the way, is pretty perverse within itself. The only ones trying to tear away at the laws are the ones that are guilty of tearing away at the laws in their own lives. You might want to know why those laws were put up. You might want to know why they're called crimes against nature. This is why. This is why, America. This is why they're called crimes against nature. We have a headline, Noose ignites more protests at UC San Diego. Okay, a student who admits she hung it in the campus library has been suspended. Now listen to this one, friends. A UC San Diego student admitted Friday to hanging a rope noose from a campus library bookcase in an act that triggered more protests at a school already roiled by other recent racially charged incidents. Really? Angry students responded to this incident by storming and occupying the office of UC San Diego Chancellor Marianne Fox. The sit-in continued for about 6 hours Friday and ended without arrests. A sympathy protest at UCLA lasted about an hour, officials said. UC San Diego police confirmed that the student contacted them Friday morning and acknowledged responsibility for placing the noose the night before on a lamp fixture atop a seventh-floor bookcase in the campus main library. Police did not release the woman's name or race or provide any information about a motive. Now, isn't that interesting? Something I'm not guilty of in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, on the contrary, loving on. Isn't it interesting how Rachel Maddow and MSNBC, friends, and the mainstream media just took the time to zero in and to put me in the crosshairs, their crosshairs, endangering my family's life by putting my house up online, threatening my ministry and to blow it up, which was all reported to the FBI. But folks, my name was released. I was guilty until proven innocent. And when you go online and you do a Bradley Dean search, friends, it's interesting because you'll see these LGBT communities, friends, are saying Bradley Dean never calls for the persecution of homosexuals. No, I'm calling for the enforcement of the laws against your crimes. You better bet your bottom dollar I am, because that's what our laws state. I'm not the one trying to tear down the law. I'm the one enforcing the law because I am the law, just like the rest of the American people that are sick and tired of you browbeaters and your lawlessness. You better bet your bottom dollar I'm looking for the condemnation of the crime. By the way, that's what the law does. It condemns the crime. And it justifies the righteous. Wow, look at this. This is like craziness. Hey, friends, for those that did not know, I could go on for the next hour just talking about self-inflicted hate crimes by the sodomite communities. Guess who else is doing it now, friends? The Muslims are. They're getting busted for, by the way, systematically and methodically following line upon line the path of the homosexuals, putting themselves in the victim position, but yet being busted for the ones that are advocating the crime or perpetuating the crime. line upon line, precept upon precept. Did you know that Donald Harvey claimed 37 victims in Kentucky? He was a sodomite. Did you know that? Did you know that John Wayne Gacy, you know, the clown pedophile? Did you know that he raped and killed 33 boys in Chicago, burying them under his house and in his yard? Isn't it interesting how the mainstream media hid the details from you? And who is responsible? Patrick Kearney accounted for 32, cutting his victims into small pieces after having sex and leaving them in trash bags along the Los Angeles freeways. Oh, man, Bradley, they just can't help themselves. Well, I'll tell you what, they better help themselves or else I'm going to help them lawfully. Okay? That's just how it's going to be. Someone tries stealing my property, I'm going to lawfully deal with the situation. Someone tries to lie or commit the act of perjury in a court case, I am going to enforce the law against their crime. If someone tries to kill, I'm going to enforce the law against their attempted murder. Of course. Love fulfills the law. That's why we magnified against the crime. And again, friends, isn't it interesting? They say that they were born that way. Well, what if everybody in the prison system said that? The only ones that are getting a special pass, folks, are the sodomites and now the Muslims. They were born that way. They can't help themselves. Come on! Now they're doing what I always said they were going to do. How many crimes are these people being busted for against children? Look at Disney. Look at Universal, friends. And they want to protect these people. They want to give them special rights, the states call it. I'll tell you what, when they give them special rights, then you deal with the person that's trying to pass the bill to remove him, Article 2, Section 4, along with the rest of the corrupt pedophiles that are trying to pass the bills protecting other pedophiles, if that's the case. Wow, that's crazy. Bruce Davis molested and killed 27 young boys in Illinois. You didn't know that he was a sodomite, did you? Nope, never heard that. You heard of the gay sex murder torture ring. Carell, Henley, and Brooks sent 27 Texas men and boys to their graves. Did you hear about that one? Nope, I bet you didn't. Juan Corona was convicted of murdering 25 migrant workers that he made love, he said, to their dead bodies. Before allowing them to remove the law, America, in 58 countries that are listening, you might want to ask the question why they've been put up. Do you understand? This is why. This is why. And now the ACLU, by the way, is trying to defend transgenders. They're also helping the Muslims into public schools. But that should come as no surprise. You've known for years, friends, that they're a communist organization, subversive to American government. And these other organizations as well. The ACLU is defending the North American Man Boy Love Association. Their slogan, friends, is sex before eight, before it's too late. They're trying to defend two men that killed 10-year-old Jeffrey Curley. Salvatore Sicari and Charles James picked up the fifth grader, Jeffrey Curley, and took the boy to Boston Public Library, where James addressed NAMBLA's website. Later, the men attempted to sexually assault Curley, but the boy fought back. Attempting to restrain himself, James gagged the 10-year-old with a gasoline-soaked rag, eventually killing him and then making love to his dead body. And the ACLU is there to protect them because they said it was free speech. When are you going to say enough, America? Sons of LibertyRadio.com, Hour 2, coming up. Right back.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.